Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there. All right. Welcome. It's a new day. It's a new episode of Your Daily Scrum with professional Scrum trainers Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller. We get together each and every day to help you get better at Scrum each and every day. Like and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Check out the description to learn more about Todd and I and what we do, what we offer, what we believe. Check out the comment section below. Leave your questions and comments. Your questions and comments often turn into new videos. And as long as you liked and subscribed, you won't miss it when we answer your questions. Todd, we've got a situation room from community.agileforhumans.com. This is where Todd and I, we work with past students. Actually, anyone's welcome. You could actually decide to sign up and join us today. It's free. Lots of great people in there, well over 1,000 now, hanging out, talking about Scrum, helping each other. I mean, there's people looking for, they're getting jobs, they're getting advice on their first Scrum Master roles, there lots of great stuff happening there, Todd. Lots of people are using our Scrum Framework course. The free one on YouTube or even the one that's available in the community, and they're doing some awesome things. So get over there, check it out. This situation room came from the community, and there's a robust conversation happening around it right now. So get over there. It's free. Why aren't you there? Mm-hmm.
All right,
Todd, the situation room, performance reviews. Here's the deal. Your organization, they've adopted Scrum. They're doing a pretty good job of it. They're making good adjustments. A manager, though, has realized that, hey, the Scrum Master is really close to the Scrum team. Maybe it would make sense, especially since the Scrum Master is accountable for the team's effectiveness, for the Scrum Master to do performance reviews, but not just the review, also decide whether or not each individual team member deserves a bonus. Management wants the performance reviews and bonus recommendations completed by the end of the next sprint. What do you do? What could the impact be? What does this do to your role as a Scrum Master? How could it impact the team dynamics? How could it just throw a wrench into everything? Todd, where does your brain go on this one?
So I view this as a really good opportunity to meet with management and level set expectations for what a Scrum Master is.
Yeah.
First of all, I love the fact that this direct manager is pretty enthusiastic and about how Scrum's working and wants to delegate responsibility that they've traditionally held.
Yep.
They're just a bit misguided, right? I think my first inclination here is to sit down with them and make sure that I'm making it very aware how much of a conflict of interest it is for me to be doing performance reviews. I'm not ready quite yet to step in and talk about how individual performance reviews are maybe not the right thing. My first conversation is to talk about how this doesn't exist in a Scrum Master realm. And that it's really not part of the accountability, that if I'm responsible for this, that the team is very much going to behave differently around me than the expectations that I have. Instead of a trusted Scrum team member, I become a Scrum authoritarian. And then a thou shalt follow Scrum. And I think that the team will have a harder time self-managing. There's a lot of consequences to this. So I'm going to have my first step here is to meet with this direct manager who I think has really good intentions and speak with them about why it isn't part of my accountability to do this. That's my first step, Ryan.
Yeah, I think that's a wise first step. This is a situation that, unfortunately, Todd, I can see a lot of Scrum Masters kind of leaning into. Mm-hmm. Saying, yeah, I can advise on that. And it's no, this is really way outside of the lane for a Scrum Master. For a lot of the really good reasons that you gave, it will diminish the Scrum Master's ability to be a trusted team member and to truly be that focused on effectiveness. I think it just leads to a lot of games and a lot of different things that we're trying to avoid on a Scrum team. So I like the idea of working with the manager, coaching that manager on the true purpose of a Scrum Master. The Scrum Master is not a team manager in any way, shape, or form. Just because we're interested in the effectiveness of the team does not mean we have the right to assign anything, especially bonus, to them, right? And so we need to be super careful about that. Talking with the manager is a great first step. Hopefully, through a little bit of education, we can get it clear that neither the Scrum Master or the product owner have any business playing any managerial review or compensation type role on a Scrum team. And we can get that corrected pretty quick.
Yeah. And I think that's the first step here. I think long-term and the things that we're about to talk, I think we're segueing into, these are not overnight changes in your organization to move away from individual reviews to team-based reviews. That is stuff that has a lot of HR consequences, things that you need to work on as a Scrum Master. And so you can start to kind of kindle that fire a little bit and talk more about how individual performance reviews are not conducive to team behavior. I'm not sure if this is your opportunity. It may very well be your opportunity to kind of stoke that that conversation. I think you need to first and foremost squash this around the Scrum Master doing it. After that, I might start to invoke a conversation if they're ready, right? I say if they're ready because it doesn't sound like it.
Todd, actually, from a team dynamic perspective, if I take on this role, I would expect someone to stop me from entering the room during the retro. I would, because look, we say all the time, managers don't belong in retrospectives because you can't have the person in the room assigning salary and bonus and promotions, listening to, you know, the inner workings and some of the dirty laundry. And it doesn't allow for a safe space. It doesn't allow for, you know, the candid nature of that conversation to occur. It becomes more guarded. It becomes more it's more theater than it is actually beneficial. Mm-hmm. Now, if we have a Scrum Master who's assigning bonus and doing reviews, how do you have an honest retrospective with that person facilitating?
Right. Yeah, you really don't. Yeah, I think that's a good point. And so you have people that are probably, if you're beginning your use of Scrum, conditioned kind of to hold things in, not being vulnerable in the office place, and you're trying to bring that out of them as a Scrum Master, and now it's just going to show up for that vacuum.
Lots of implications and problems here. How would all of you handle this? You know, maybe you disagree with Todd and I and think that this could work. Maybe you're in this situation now. Mm-hmm. Let us know in the comments. We'd love to hear about it. Again, be sure to like and subscribe so that you know if your comments has turned into a video. Check out the community.agileforhumans.com. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. We think you'll really enjoy the content out there as well. Some videos are going to pop up. It's our free Scrum Master,
Master.
There's a framework class and there's an EBM class. Check them out. We're going to leave it at that. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward and do some great Scrum things. We'll see you tomorrow and hopefully I can talk. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening and Scrum on!